Well, there's a lot going on, as you well know, whether it's inflation, the failures of Afghanistan. By the way, where are those California high school kids? We were told there were 24 to 30 high school kids, their parents and teachers, stranded in Afghanistan. That was reported on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of September, and then suddenly not one whisper. Where'd they all go? And what about General Mark Milley undercutting the authority of the commander-in-chief, doing an end run, basically telling people in a secret meeting on January the 8th, 2021, that nothing militarily will happen unless I say so. And then he demanded allegiance from everybody in the room during that secret meeting at the Pentagon's War Room, again, January the 8th. Joining me, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you here. What happened with General Milley, I've never heard of such a thing in all of American history. And first of all, good to have you here. But what do you make of it?
Well, good morning. Good to be with you. This is just a continuing demonstration of what was going on in the deep state and the Pentagon, which sadly, as I've watched it over the years, the commanders in the field who I've met with numerous cases, including in Afghanistan and Iraq, know what's going on and genuinely know what to do and understand their troops and the capabilities. It's the Pentagon top brass that appear to be totally political, and in many cases, if not most cases, that's how they got where they're at. And now we're seeing that the power that they've achieved also has gone to their head, potentially to the point that they're willing to go beyond what the constitutional authority gives them. If this is true with Milley, and I think there need to be clear investigations going on, I want Milley out, and I've asked for his resignation just for the reasons that Afghanistan went so bad. If he gave the president this counsel, then he should be out of there. But we need to find out what went on with President Trump, and if he undercut President Trump, went beyond his ability and power.
He said he did. He said he talked to the people in China and in Russia and elsewhere. I mean, he broke the chain of command, and worse than that, he didn't come back to the president and say, hey, by the way, I had a conversation here because whatever the reason. He kept it hidden from the president of the United States. And if he's willing to do it for one, he's certainly willing to do it to another, including Joe Biden or anybody else who might end up in the Oval Office, right, as long as he is in that position. He shouldn't be in that position, should he?
If that's what he did, absolutely. You're absolutely right. But we want to make sure that it comes out clearly to the public. And another point of view, that it forces the media to cover this, because right now they are hiding everything that's going on with Biden. And what's going on with Biden is defeat in every case, no unity that he said he'd develop in this country. And the policies he's put in place are tearing this country down. I think that's the greatest concern that we have to look at now. Milley is an evidence of the cancer that has been there, and that frustrated President Trump's expertise in bringing about success in this country, as opposed to what we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
Our country is on shaky ground right now, and your listeners need to be aware of that and need to be doing a great amount of research themselves, because national media isn't going to do that. And that's the greatest cancer experience in the country, that we don't know what's going on for sure, because nobody's talking about it, except when we get back to the local areas like this.
I've never seen anything like it. The collapse of support for this president, and it began prior to the incredible failures of the exit from Afghanistan. We still don't know how many people were left behind. And then other problems. In the last 36 hours, we've watched a crowd outside of Del Rio, Texas, just on the other side of the border, under one bridge, swell from about 4,000 to about 10,000 would-be illegal aliens hoping to rush over the border and get in. The crowd is out of control there. We've seen that the people that were evacuated from Afghanistan were not vetted properly, not medically. And now the CDC is waving the red flag because of measles outbreaks, and 41% of American children not immunized against measles because we thought it was eradicated can be very dangerous, deadly, in fact, especially to those five and under. I mean, the failures of this administration, like you say, sir, there's one right after another.
But it's failures that will undermine the security and the democracy that we have in this country, which is a Republican form, which is a party, a government that is run by the people. This president, with his southern border, and now with Afghanistan, with 200+ thousand Afghans, many of them not vetted, and let me not forget quickly to say, 200-some thousand Afghans that will be coming into the United States and leaving American citizens and vetted SIV holders, Afghan interpreters and others in Afghanistan right now. So ones that are coming in are being set up to prop the Democrat Party up for political wins far in the future when this all culminates in a group of new voters that have been brought in with subservience to the Democrat Party. They think they have that, at least. This is traumatic for our country. And we need not take our eye off the ball of what's taking place here. This Democrat Socialist Party is willing to do whatever it takes to change the makeup, the history, and the governance of this country far into the future and bring about defeat like we've seen in any socialist country on the face of this earth.
Let me ask you this. Do they really think that socialism will work? Are they that deluded, or do they have such a lust for power that they'll do whatever? Because their belief is, and you know this, if they open the border, Texas will turn blue. That's one of their big, you know, dreams, has been my entire life. Oh, this will be the year. It's never the year. What they fail to understand is Hispanics is a voting bloc are a lot more conservative than they realize. They're strong Catholics, and they're strong pro-family, and they're pro-job, and they work hard. And so they're a lot more conservative than they give them credit for. So this whole idea of turning Texas blue, is that really, what is it? Do they believe in socialism, or do they believe in power?
I think it's both. I think it's both in socialism and Marxism. Is for power. Remember that. And that's what they want. And they're willing to throw it all away, this great American experiment in constitutional democracy that has served us so well and served the world so well. They're willing to do that. And you just have to read their writings and see their actions. I spent almost 40 hours in a markup on the $3.5 trillion abuse on America spending bill. We offered amendment after amendment after amendment to make things better, and they turned everyone down for their lust for power and control. And ultimately, we'll see what happens. But three of their Democrats went south on them, and one of their key bills, which was the takeover of price controls for pharmaceuticals, thus ending much of the development of necessary drugs in this country. Without even caring, but they lost that one, fortunately. I think that indicates that there are at least a few Democrats who are beginning to be worried, if not for their own personal understanding, but for their personal political expectations.
Well, hopefully there'll be enough of that to hold on and prevent the $3.5 trillion in spending as well, because that's insane. Anyhow, we have to leave it there. Congressman, always good to have you.
Good to be with you, and America is still America, and I believe the majority still wants America to go on. Let's just make sure we get them the information, and thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Congressman Tim Walberg here, Michigan 7th Congressional District. Quick break here. It's time for Hillsdale History. Don't go anywhere. Hillsdale College serves four purposes: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Education and faith thrive in freedom. And freedom requires an educated people, a people of good character, to preserve it. Hillsdale College has been providing the education needed to preserve free government for over 175 years. It continues to provide that education today, not only to its 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students, but nationwide through its free online courses, its support of classical K-12 charter schools, and its other outreach efforts on behalf of liberty. Hillsdale's Articles of Association, dating back to 1844, commit the college to preserving the blessings of civil and religious liberty through the provision of sound learning. This learning includes the Constitution. Hillsdale's motto is pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844. It will continue to fight to live up to that motto, come what may. Learn more at hillsdale.edu. That's hillsdale.edu.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.